Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The apparent targeted killings of Latinos in the El Paso shooting has some Latinos here wondering how safe they are here. In the wake of the shooting, one immigrant-led group is scaling back plans for public events here. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
It's a weekday afternoon like any other at the office of Chelsea Collaborative, with a meeting to talk about upcoming events, just what the nonprofit has been doing for decades. But the weekend shootings in El Paso, Texas, have focused the conversation on security. Chelsea Collaborative's executive director, Gladys Vega, says the group has plans to canvass areas of the city Friday to raise awareness around the census and voter registration. But in light of the shootings in El Paso, the group no longer plans a big public presence. Vega says now volunteers will knock only on doors of people they know.
Just knowing that it was very targeted, it was against Latinos, against immigrants, and Chelsea is that community. Chelsea is El Paso. You know, we have a lot of El Pasos in Massachusetts. So that is why we're changing the schedule, and we're just trying to do everything with caution.
Minutes before the shootings that killed 22 people, the suspect posted an online screed about an invasion of Latinos at the southern border and talked about reclaiming the country. Vega says immigrants in Chelsea are already on edge because of immigration enforcement. She says the El Paso shootings have brought a new level of fear.
Usually when people say something outrageous and racially insensitive, I'm the one who calls them out in public. I don't know if, even if I don't know you. And I was telling the staff that I don't know if that would be the case now, just because of who I am and what's happening.
But some activists feel the need to continue speaking out in the face of shootings and racism. Franklin Peralta is a Dominican U.S. citizen who lives in Jamaica Plain. He says he debated whether to bring his two daughters to an anti-prison protest over the weekend in the wake of the shootings.
It just happened. It happened in El Paso, 12 hours later happened in Dayton, Ohio. It could be, it is a real possibility that while we were there, somebody could try to kill us.
But Peralta says he and his wife did not want to let themselves be intimidated.
At one point I thought, that's exactly what they want. They want us to stay home. They want us to be fearful and not to come out and protest these kind of things. And I can tell you, like, I have two daughters, 8 and 5 year old. And I was like, maybe if something crazy happened, maybe I can use my own body to protect them.
At a park in Chelsea, a dozen youth workers play games with a few kids from the area. William Palacios of the nonprofit Basement Tribe is overseeing a program to engage teenagers in positive activities. He says the El Paso shootings are disturbing, but he's more concerned about the kind of street violence that takes place among the youth in Chelsea.
I think in this community right now, I don't think we really feel that type of danger as far as, like, white supremacy goes, you know. But the gun violence is real out here, you know, and it doesn't just come from the white man, it comes from us.
Early in the summer, Palacios says his program would draw as many as 50 teenagers. Now he counts just 5. He says that's because people have been scared to let their kids out of the house ever since the Trump administration threatened mass deportations earlier this summer. Now Palacios says he doesn't know what's keeping people away from the park, the threat of deportation or a new round of mass shootings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.